Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time to check in with Senior Wealth Advisor and Market Strategist for Murphy and Sylvest, Paul Nolte. Paul, good morning. Let's talk about what's going on in the markets and losing streak lately. What has the market been reacting to?
It's been a multitude of things. I think most of it is geopolitical. Certainly, if the markets were trading over the weekend with the Iran strike on Israel, we would have seen the market down 2 to 3%. But since that time, cooler heads have prevailed, at least temporarily, and the markets have recovered a little bit on that news. But I think, too, the other part of it is a very strong economy. We got retail sales yesterday that were very strong, and that pushed yields higher. For the month so far, and we're only 2 weeks in, the yield on the 10-year bond is up 30 basis points, or a little bit more than a quarter of 1%. That's a huge move for fixed income, and I think that's starting to have an impact now on stocks as they're competing against those higher yields for returns.
The economy is still running hotter than the Federal Reserve would like, isn't it?
I think so. Certainly, again, the retail sales were good. The employment numbers have been good. A lot of what we're seeing from the manufacturing and service side remains strong. The consumer is still spending. We're seeing it certainly in airlines. You talked to Delta when they reported earnings last week, and they are expecting another very good summer season. So there's not a lot of incentive right now, at least, for to see the consumer backing away and the economy slowing down. That can feed into higher or persistently higher inflation as demand for goods and services continues to be strong. And that's what the Fed is trying to do, is get to the point where that comes off a little bit, to where that demand and supply are kind of in balance, and then we don't have to worry about increases in prices. And that's a tough one right now.
We're going to get more numbers, economic news, earnings reports in the coming weeks, but isn't the most important thing going forward here what happens in the Middle East and possibly energy, gas prices?
I think in the short term, that's true. In the longer term, I think it's still the economy and interest rates. But in the short run, the geopolitical news is really kind of trumping the day, if you will. So we, again, saw that move over the weekend. We're seeing energy prices jump around a fair amount. But I think it is, unless you wind up with an all-out war and things really escalate, I think at this point it is confined, at least from the market's perspective, to be maybe a couple-week event, and we will get back to looking at earnings. So this morning is an example. We're seeing some good earnings from a company like United Healthcare, and it's up 6-7% or so. So it does come down to, at least from Wall Street's perspective, earnings in the economy. The geopolitical does have an impact, but it tends to be short term.
The Fed's inflation target has been 2%. Do you think that's still possible?
No.
All right. Thank you, and good night.
Next question, please. And I think the reason for it is the economy is still running strong, and demand for goods and services is still high by consumers. And that will keep pressure on prices going up. If there's 10 people demanding, goods, and there's only five bits to buy, prices are going to go up. And that's kind of where we're at right now. We've got a lot of demand out there, and not as much of the goods and services to go around. And that's why we're seeing persistently higher inflation.
I'll give you another yes or no question. June rate cut from the Fed?
Nope. Was close to 100% at the beginning of the year. And before the employment report last week, it was north of 60%. It is now 20%. We're hearing now, at least, again, looking at the CME, Chicago Mercantile Exchange, their expectations for rate cuts. There's now one in for the year, maybe two. September and December seem to be the most likely, and my guess is that if there's any, it will be after the election in December.
Paul Nolte, Murphy and Silvest, he's a man of few words, but much information. Thank you, as always, Paul.
Thank you.